You're listening to Tassie Encounters on Faith FM, and we're coming to you from Tasmania, right across Australia. Each weekday at 9 a.m, you can hear what the Bible says about past, current and future events. You can learn how to study your Bible more effectively. You can get to know who God is, why we're here and where we're going. And you can experience personal encounters with Jesus. I'm your host, Jason Cook, and today David Maxwell continues this weekly topic of the beast from the earth in Revelation chapter 13. This is our Tassie Encounters Moments program, a shorter format, but we're continuing on with the same topic each day this week. And I believe this week, Wednesday's episode today is looking at the actions of the beast. Yesterday we identified who the beast was, and today we're looking at more what the beast does. So take us away, David. You might even want to give us a very quick review of where we've come from as well.
Yeah, that'd be great. So we've had a bit of a look so far at someone in the Bible who we could see at some point in their life abused power a little bit when we looked at Samson. We then looked at, well, has another power actually done this? And in Revelation 13, we see this. We looked at the sea beast just briefly to remind people, listeners, of what that was. And then we identified the beast from the earth, Revelation 13, starting in verse 11. And now that we've identified that power, if you like, the beast power, today we really want to just look at what does that power do, the actions that are mentioned there. And remember, we need to let people know that there is still some sensitive content in here, some graphic language that's used in the Bible and from what we're talking about. So it's probably not suitable for younger people. Because we also want to remind people that we're not talking about people personally. We're talking about a systemic misuse of power. That means systems that misuse power in history, and the Bible says will happen either with our time today or in the not too distant future. So we're not attacking people who are perhaps part of those faiths or part of those systems.
Absolutely. And we do have a question for you to consider. We also will review these, and perhaps we can share your answers on our Friday program. How have you seen power misused? If you've got an example, let us know. Text us in on our show number for Tassie Encounters, 0488 880891. How have you seen power misused? David, over to you.
Thanks, Jason. So what we would need to see is what are some of the actions of this beast from the earth? Well, firstly, as we remembered from the previous one, that the sea beast arises from the sea of humanity of Western Europe, and it's the medieval Roman Church revived in the modern era. The earth beast arises from a desolate or sparsely populated area, and it came to power, really came to power as a force, just as the medieval Roman Church lost its power. And we saw that was the United States. And there was that particular battle in 1798 that really showed the world. It was a naval battle, and it actually showed the world that, hey, this power is a power to be reckoned with now in the earth. So it had spent some time since the 1600s building up and growing to a power that the world needs to take notice of. So in Revelation 13 and 11 and 12, it says, "Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and it had two horns like a lamb, it spoke like a dragon, and it exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence." So this has been revived, that sea beast has been revived. "And it causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed." Causes is another word for
forces. Makes or forces or coerces, yeah.
Correct. So there's a few things to note when we look at this. So where did the Bible say that the medieval Roman Church got its power from and authority? Do you remember?
It was from Satan himself.
It was the dragon, yeah. And the Bible's very clear in chapter 12, the Satan is the dragon, the serpent of old, it calls him, the devil. So whatever name you want to give him, the Bible's really clear who that is. So this beast also gets its power from the same place. No wonder it looks harmless, speaks about peace and safety, that sort of stuff, but acts with the power of the dragon or Satan.
And I think that's something that's really important for us to remember, that where we see things being done in the name of God or in the name of Christianity, if it's abusing power and doing wrong, then it's not from God.
It is not of God. No, that's exactly right. I mean, what other nation of the world has been involved in more wars than any other nation?
It has to be America.
Yeah. I mean, you can just Google that and you can find out. Without a doubt, it says, America, 115 wars and counting. Mm. So they almost have their finger in every single war. And that's probably because they see themselves as people have called them, the world police.
Mm.
You know, they're controlling the world and trying to keep things peace and safety. Mm. But how do they do it? Through war.
Through war. Mm.
So speaking like a dragon. So the next verse says that this nation, this earth beast, performs great signs so that it even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Now, if this was a prophecy that's past, some have suggested that this may have been the dropping of the atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Mm. So, you know, that looked like fire coming down from the earth and it mazed the whole world and it controlled the whole world at the time.
Mm.
Others have suggested that this is a spiritual counterfeit of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, because when the Holy Spirit was poured out, it was like fire on the heads of all the people.
Mm.
So whatever it is, whether it's a physical thing like a nuclear effect or whether it's the Holy Spirit being counterfeited, whatever it is, it seems that the world is being prepared now to believe the sign, which would appear to then be something that's still ahead. So in that sense, it would seem to me, not being the physical, it's perhaps more the spiritual.
Yeah.
So if anyone's listening and they say, well, so what? Who cares? You know, America's most powerful nation on earth. I mean, why does that really matter, David? You know, why does it really matter? Well, if it was just as simple as that, well, I don't think it probably would really matter on the whole global, universal scheme of things. But what you'll find is it's a lot deeper. It's a deception that has to do with who we worship.
Yeah.
And that's clearly speaking about a spiritual matter.
Mm.
So as we continue on in Revelation 13, we also see some of the other methods that this global deceptive, deceptively speaking power uses to control people's choices. And we'll look more at free and forced worship in our next program. But for today, I want to look at a very important topic, and that's the method of coercion that's going to be used. In Revelation 13:16, it says, he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of the name, one of those three things.
Mm.
Now, if you are going to be able to control the ability of all the world as to when or how or what they're going to buy and sell, you have a global economic superpower.
Mm.
This is not just conspiracy thinking. You know, a few years ago, I would have said that's a conspiracy. Surely that's not true. But I don't think anyone would argue that America today is already a global economic superpower.
Mm.
In an article entitled Economy and Trade, the United States trade representative stated, America is the world's largest national economy and leading global trader. Trader. Tudor Case defines economic dominance as having influential economies typically marked by high GDP, diverse industrial sectors, and a pivotal role in global trade. Now, this is what America is. You know, what America currently lacks is the ability to control all the world currencies.
Mm.
Now, if anyone's heard anything that Pastor Robbie Bergen has talked about, He's been investigating this for a long time, many years, and he looks into the importance of the global rollout of central banks' digital currencies. Now, you shared something with me today on that, Jason. Did you want to interject there?
Oh, sure. We know that Donald Trump and his team have won the recent election, and I was interested because the whole world is moving to this central bank digital currency. So they're being tested and trialed all around the world. But it's interesting to note that at the moment, Donald Trump has declared that he will not allow a central bank digital currency to enter into the United States because he believes that that's not good for the freedom of people, which he's right. It's not good for the freedom of people, but I'll be interested to see whether the pressures that exist actually change his mind at some point.
Yes, you're right. And the interesting part I found when you talked, when you've shared it with me, is he says, no, no, we're not going to do central bank digital currencies. We're going to do stablecoin. It's another electronic digital currency. So anyway, we'll see what happens with that. Look, I think there's a lot of lessons we can learn from this. You know, if somebody is going to get that ability to control everything, you have global financial control. And we see that's where the world's going today. Australia is already testing it. They've got live trials at the moment for a digital currency that's centralized. And they want to go live in 2025 or 2026. That's interesting, I have to say. I don't think you need to be scared about it, but it's very interesting. So first and foremost, I think we need to remember that God's in ultimate control of the universe, and he knows what's going to happen. He knows in advance, and he's told us for nearly 2,000 years, don't be surprised when this stuff happens. It has to happen. And I think it's important to remember that God has made it so plain so that we know what's coming. And we can trust God that he knows what's best for us. So sign on to God's team today. Put your trust and faith in Jesus and allow him to make you ready or help you to be ready for the commotion that's coming.
Absolutely. Our free offer today is the final events of Bible prophecy. We'll give you some information about that just after this short break.
Radio. This program is made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.
So the final event of Bible prophecy, it's a DVD. You can claim a copy of that by texting in the code TEM02 to 0488880891. That's TEM02. That's our book offer for this week. So in our final, well, not our final episode, but in our next episode for this week, we're going to be looking at the very heart of all this misuse of power. So do join us tomorrow on our next episode as we talk more about that. As we go out today, we pray that you still put your trust in Jesus and he will be good to us. This song is Jesus Strong and Kind, featuring Colin Buchanan by City of Light as well. May you encounter Jesus more today and every day. Thank you, David. We'll
see you tomorrow.
Talk tomorrow.
Jesus said that if I thirst, I should come to him. Said if I am weak, I should come to him. No one else can be my strength. I should come to him. For the Lord is good and faithful. He will keep us day and night. We can always run to